If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right, so we are diving deep into Laker territory today.
Deep into Laker territory.
Specifically, we're going to dissect two recent losses that have everybody, you know, talking.
Yeah.
And we've got a treasure trove of sources.
I love it.
We've got post-game interviews with LeBron AD and Coach Darvin Ham.
Right.
And then also we're going to look at some commentary from a fan podcast.
Nice.
The Lakers surprised us all with a red-hot start to the season.
They did.
But now,
yeah.
The question is, are cracks starting to show?
It's amazing how quickly things can shift in the NBA, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, those early wins built up so much excitement. And then, you know, you have a couple back-to-back losses against strong teams like the Cavs.
Yeah.
And it just turns up the heat.
Yeah.
And you're right. Those cracks are starting to feel a bit more like fault lines.
So let's talk about that Cavs game.
Okay.
134-110.
Oh.
Not pretty.
Not pretty.
Even the most optimistic Lakers fan had to be feeling a bit shaken after that one.
Yeah, for sure.
The fan podcast we're looking at didn't mince words.
Okay.
Called it a complete beatdown.
And they weren't exaggerating.
Right.
I mean, the Cavs were just firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
We're talking, you know, over 50% shooting from the field, over 40% from three-point range.
Right.
That kind of efficiency is tough to beat.
And especially when you couple it with the Lakers' struggles.
Absolutely.
Over 20 turnovers.
I mean.
It's like the Cavs just capitalized on every mistake.
Yeah. Jared Allen.
Yeah.
Was a beast in the paint.
Yeah.
Ended up with a double-double.
Which means
he had double-digit numbers in two statistical categories.
Yeah. Points and rebounds in this case.
Really
highlights the Lakers' issues defending the paint.
Absolutely.
Which we've seen in other games as well.
100%.
And so it wasn't just Allen.
No, it wasn't just Allen.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell was on fire, too.
Oh, he was in.
Hitting those clutch shots.
Every time.
Killed any momentum the Lakers tried to build.
It was like every time the Lakers would make a run.
Yeah.
The Cavs had an answer.
They had an answer.
The fan podcast described it as the Cavs just imposing their will on the Lakers.
Yeah.
Which I think sums it up pretty well.
It really does.
You could feel the energy shift in that game.
100%.
It was like the Cavs had this swagger, this confidence that the Lakers just couldn't match.
And LeBron himself touched on that in his post-game interview.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he talked about the team's lack of focus and attention to detail.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Which, you know, is a pretty telling comment coming from someone as meticulous as LeBron.
Absolutely.
He knows that even against a team as talented as the Cavs,
right.
Those mental lapses can be the difference between winning and losing.
So we've got this dominant performance from the Cavs.
Yeah.
Some concerning comments from LeBron about focus.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if there's something deeper going on here.
For sure.
Could it be that the roster itself just isn't built for a championship run?
That's a question a lot of people are asking, especially after these two losses. Okay. The fan podcast was ruthless in their assessment of D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, really?
Or D'Lo, as they call him.
Right.
They called his defense lazy and even debated whether the Lakers should consider trading him.
Whoa.
Strong words.
Strong words.
But, you know, it raises an interesting point.
Yeah.
Is D'Lo the right fit for this team?
Trading D'Lo already?
I know, right.
That's a pretty drastic move.
Yeah.
But I can see why some fans are frustrated.
Yeah.
He can be so electrifying when he's hot. But there are times when he seems to disappear on the court. Especially on the defensive end.
For sure.
Do you think there's any validity to those criticisms, or is the fan podcast being a bit too harsh?
I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah, okay.
D'Lo definitely has the talent to be a valuable contributor.
Right.
But consistency has always been an issue for him.
Yeah.
And in a high-pressure environment like L.A., those inconsistencies are magnified.
Of course.
So the fan podcast is reflecting that frustration, albeit in a pretty blunt way.
So is the roster the problem? Or is there something else at play here?
Yeah.
Because, let's be honest, the Lakers have pulled off some incredible comebacks this season.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that 22-point deficit they erased against the Suns?
Yeah.
I mean, they clearly have the talent to win tough games.
Yeah, that's what makes this so puzzling.
Yeah.
You know, those early comebacks had everyone thinking like, oh, this team is mentally tough,
right?
Resilient. But against the Cavs, and even in that close loss to the Pistons, they just seem to lack that same fight, that same fire.
Right.
It's almost like they lost their swagger somewhere along the way.
And that brings us to Coach Ham.
Okay.
His decisions in that Cavs game,
yeah,
particularly his timeout usage, have been heavily scrutinized.
Oh, yeah. They've been under the microscope.
Some say he was too passive, not calling timeouts to stop the Cavs' runs.
Uh-huh.
While others argue that, you know, he wanted the players to figure things out on their own.
Right.
What's your take on all this? Is Coach Ham partly to blame for these losses?
It's easy to point fingers at the coach.
Sure.
And Coach Ham is definitely feeling the heat right now.
Right.
But, you know, let's not forget that even with experienced assistants like Phil Handy by his side.
Yeah.
He can't be out there on the court making every play.
Of course.
Ultimately, the players are the ones responsible for executing the game plan and playing with intensity.
Okay, so it's not just about the coach's X's and O's.
Yeah.
It's about the players taking ownership of their performance.
100%.
And LeBron's comments about focus and attention to detail suggest that maybe, just maybe, there's some disconnect between what Coach Ham is preaching and what the players are actually doing on the court.
Yeah, I think that's a valid point.
Right.
And, you know, we have to remember this team was assembled pretty late in September.
Right.
So there are bound to be some growing pains.
Of course.
As they adjust to a new system and new teammates.
Makes sense.
You know, it's not like they had a whole offseason to gel.
Right. They're figuring it out as they go.
Exactly.
And that can be tough.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Especially when you have a roster with so many new faces.
Right.
Building chemistry takes time.
Yeah.
And it seems like the Lakers are still figuring out how to play together effectively.
It's funny you mentioned chemistry because the Fan Podcast brought up a really interesting point.
Okay. What's that?
They were talking about how even in those early wins, there were moments when the Lakers' offense looked a bit disjointed.
Interesting.
Like they were relying too much on individual talent rather than a cohesive system.
Oh, that's a great observation. It's like they were winning in spite of their chemistry, not because of it.
And now that they're facing tougher opponents, those cracks are starting to show.
Right. They can't just rely on LeBron and AD to bail them out every night.
So what's the solution?
And that's the big question, isn't it?
Is it simply a matter of time, or do they need to make some changes?
Well,
because the trade rumors are already swirling, especially around D'Lo.
Yeah, the trade deadline is still ways off.
Sure.
But those rumors are only going to get louder if the Lakers keep struggling.
Right.
And, you know, it's not just the fans who are questioning D'Lo's fit.
Right.
Some analysts have pointed out that his style of play.
Yeah.
Very isolation heavy, not known for his passing.
Right.
Might not be the best fit for a team that needs to develop a more fluid, team-oriented offense.
Which is what the Lakers need.
Right. If you're relying on LeBron to be the primary playmaker,
right,
it helps to have guys around him who can, you know, move the ball, cut to the basket,
yeah,
make quick decisions.
Right. It's about creating a system where everyone is contributing, not just waiting for their turn to take a shot.
Exactly.
And right now it feels like the Lakers' offense is a bit too predictable.
Yeah, I agree.
Opponents know that LeBron's going to have the ball in his hands a lot.
Right.
So they can game plan accordingly.
Right.
They need to diversify their attack, create more movement, make it harder for teams to scout them.
I think that's a key point.
So maybe trading D'Lo isn't such a crazy idea after all.
Well.
But who would they target?
Yeah.
And what kind of assets would they be willing to give up? That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
The Lakers don't have a lot of trade chips to play with.
Right.
Their young players haven't quite lived up to expectations, and their draft picks are tied up for the foreseeable future.
It would take some creative maneuvering from the front office to pull off a significant trade.
For sure.
And let's not forget the coaching situation.
Right.
Coach Ham has been under fire for his timeout usage, his rotations, even his overall demeanor on the sidelines.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about his coaching style.
Some fans are calling for his head.
Wow.
Even suggesting that someone like J.J. Redick, who's known for his basketball IQ and sharp analysis, would be a better fit.
Interesting.
Do you think there's any merit to those arguments?
I understand the frustration,
yeah,
but I think it's premature to call for Coach Ham's job.
Okay.
He's in a tough spot, inheriting a team with high expectations and a roster that's still a work in progress.
Right.
He needs time to implement his system-developed chemistry and figure out the best way to utilize his players.
But even with experienced assistants like Phil Handy, they're still losing.
It's true.
Isn't that a sign that maybe, just maybe, Coach Ham isn't the right guy for the job?
It's certainly a cause for concern.
Yeah.
But let's remember that coaching is about more than just X's and O's.
Okay.
It's about leadership communication and building a culture of accountability.
Right.
Those things take time to develop, especially with a new team.
Okay, so you're saying we need to give Coach Ham more time?
I think so.
But what about the players?
Yeah.
Are they buying into his system?
That's a great question.
Are they putting in the work?
Yeah.
Because you can have the best coach in the world.
Right.
But if the players aren't on board, it's not going to matter.
You're absolutely right.
And that's where things get a little murky.
How so?
We don't have access to the locker room.
True.
So we can only speculate about what's going on behind closed doors.
Right.
But based on their body language, their effort on the court, their comments to the media.
Yeah.
It does seem like there's a bit of a disconnect.
It's interesting.
Like they're not all pulling in the same direction.
Yeah. And that lack of unity can be toxic.
Especially for a team with championship aspirations.
Absolutely. Championship teams are built on trust, shared sacrifice, and a willingness to put the team's goals above individual accolades.
And right now, it doesn't feel like the Lakers have that.
No, it doesn't.
They're still trying to figure out who they are, what their identity is, and how to play together effectively.
Hmm.
So where do they go from here?
Well,
what needs to happen for the Lakers to turn things around? Is it a roster shakeup, a coaching change, or something more fundamental like a shift in mindset?
It's probably a combination of all those things.
Okay.
They need to address the roster issues, find players who complement LeBron and AD's strengths, and create a more balanced and dynamic offense.
Right.
They need to give Coach Ham time to implement his system, but they also need to hold him accountable for the team's performance.
Okay.
And most importantly, they need to foster a culture of accountability, communication, and shared purpose in the locker room.
Easier said than done, right?
Absolutely. But if the Lakers want to achieve their championship goals, they need to be willing to make tough decisions, embrace the challenge, and commit to the process of building a winning team.
Right.
It won't be easy, but it's certainly not impossible.
It sounds like the Lakers are at a real crossroads here.
They are?
They have all the pieces.
They do.
A legendary coach, superstar talent, a passionate fan base.
Yep.
But something's just not clicking.
It's like they're trying to solve a complex puzzle. They have all the pieces, but haven't quite figured out how they fit together.
And the clock is ticking.
It is.
LeBron isn't getting any younger.
Right.
And that championship window is starting to close.
The pressure is mounting with every loss.
You can feel it.
You can feel it in the air, in the media, even among the fans.
Yeah.
The honeymoon phase is definitely over.
Right.
And the scrutiny is intense.
Especially on Coach Ham.
Yeah. He's facing criticism from all sides, the fans, the media, even former players. His every decision is being dissected, and the blame game is in full swing.
The fan podcast we're looking at was particularly harsh.
Really?
They called out his timeout usage, his rotations, even his communication with the players. They even went so far as to suggest that maybe someone like J.J. Redick would be a better fit as coach.
Now, while I respect J.J. Redick's basketball knowledge and his insights as an analyst,
yeah,
I think jumping straight from the commentator's booth to the head coaching position is a huge leap.
Oh, for sure.
Coaching in the NBA is a different beast.
Right.
It's not just about understanding the game. It's about managing personalities, building relationships, and inspiring players to perform at their best.
It's like saying that just because someone is a great food critic, they could automatically run a Michelin star restaurant.
Exactly.
Sure, they have a refined palate and understand the nuances of flavor, but can they handle the pressure of a busy kitchen, manage a team of cooks, and consistently deliver exceptional dishes night after night?
That's a great analogy.
Right.
Coaching is a craft that takes years to hone. It requires a unique set of skills and experiences that go beyond just X's and O's.
Absolutely.
And while Redick might have the potential to be a great coach someday,
yeah,
throwing him into the fire with the Lakers, a team with championship expectations and a history of demanding excellence, could backfire spectacularly.
So if a coaching change isn't the answer, what is?
Well,
is it as simple as finding the right players to fit Coach Ham's system?
That's part of the equation for sure.
Okay.
But it goes deeper than that.
Right.
The Lakers need to establish an identity.
Okay.
Like a clear style of play that everyone buys into.
Right.
Right now, it feels like they're trying to be everything to everyone.
Yeah.
And they're not excelling at anything.
It's like they're trying to play jazz.
Okay.
But they're missing the rhythm, the improvisation, the soul.
They need to find their groove, their flow, their swagger.
Yeah.
And that starts with leadership.
Well, like LeBron is obviously a phenomenal leader.
He is.
But he needs help.
He does.
He needs other players to step up, to take ownership, to set the tone.
I agree.
And what about Anthony Davis?
Yeah, what about AD?
He's been putting up decent numbers.
He has.
But he seems a bit hesitant at times, almost passive.
Yeah.
Is he the right player to be LeBron's co-star?
You know, AD's talent is undeniable.
It is.
But his consistency has been an issue.
Right.
He can be dominant one game and disappear the next.
Yeah.
And that unpredictability is hurting the Lakers.
So we've got a roster that's still a work in progress, a coach who's under fire, and a lack of clear identity.
Yeah, it's not a pretty picture right now.
What does this all mean for the Lakers' future?
Well,
are they doomed to mediocrity, or can they turn things around?
It's too early to write them off.
Okay.
They have the talent to compete with anyone in the league.
Absolutely.
But they need to find that spark, that sense of urgency, that collective will to win.
Right.
They need to come together as a team, embrace the challenge, and prove that they're more than just a collection of talented individuals.
Well, this deep dive has been quite the journey.
It has.
We've explored the highs and lows of the Lakers season.
Sure, sure.
Dissected their losses, analyzed their roster, and questioned their coaching decisions.
We've covered a lot of ground.
And what we've discovered is a team that's still searching for itself.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
A team with immense potential, but struggling to find its identity and its rhythm.
They need to find their groove.
It's going to be fascinating to see how the rest of the season unfolds.
It really is.
Will they rise to the occasion or crumble under the pressure?
Oh, we'll have to wait and see.
Only time will tell.
But one thing's for sure.
What's that?
The Lakers are always must-watch TV.
Oh, they are.
And their journey is far from over.
So stay tuned, Lakers fans.
Stay tuned.
The drama is just getting started.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be here to break it all down for you every step of the way.
We'll be here.
This has been The Deep Dive.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
All right. See you next time.
Take care.
Yeah. And that adjustment period can be tricky.
Right.
Especially when you have a roster with so many new faces.
Right.
You know, building chemistry takes time.
It does.
And it seems like the Lakers are still figuring out how to play together effectively.
It's funny you mentioned chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Fan Podcast brought up a really interesting point.
Okay.
They were talking about how even in those early wins,
uh-huh,
there were moments where the Lakers' offense looked a bit disjointed.
Interesting.
Like they were relying too much on individual talent.
Yeah.
Rather than a cohesive system.
Oh, that's a great observation.
Right.
It's like they were winning in spite of their chemistry, not because of it.
Exactly. And now that they're facing tougher opponents,
yeah,
those cracks are starting to show.
Right.
They can't just rely on LeBron and AD to bail them out every night.
No, they can't.
So what's the solution?
Hmm. That's the big question, isn't it?
Is it simply a matter of time? Or do they need to make some changes?
I mean,
because the trade rumors are already swirling, especially around D'Lo.
Yeah, the trade deadline is still a ways off.
Right.
But those rumors are only going to get louder if the Lakers keep struggling.
Right. And it's not just the fans who are questioning D'Lo's fit.
Right.
Some analysts have pointed out that his style of play,
yeah,
very isolation heavy,
mm-hmm,
not known for his passing,
uh-huh,
might not be the best fit for a team that needs to develop a more fluid, team-oriented offense.
Which is what the Lakers need.
Exactly.
Right. If you're relying on LeBron to be the primary playmaker,
right,
it helps to have guys around him who can, you know, move the ball, cut to the basket, make quick decisions.
Right. Create a system where everyone is contributing.
Exactly.
Not just waiting for their turn to take a shot.
Exactly.
And right now, it feels like the Lakers' offense is a bit too predictable.
Yeah, I agree.
Opponents know that LeBron's going to have the ball in his hands a lot.
Right.
So they can game plan accordingly.
Right.
They need to diversify their attack.
Right.
Create more movement. Make it harder for teams to scout them.
I think that's a key point.
So maybe trading D'Lo isn't such a crazy idea after all.
Right.
But who would they target?
Yeah.
And what kind of assets would they be willing to give up?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
The Lakers don't have a lot of trade chips to play with.
Right.
Their young players haven't quite lived up to expectations, and their draft picks are tied up for the foreseeable future.
It would take some creative maneuvering from the front office to pull off a significant trade.
For sure.
And let's not forget the coaching situation.
Right.
Coach Ham has been under fire for his timeout usage, his rotations,
yeah,
even his overall demeanor on the sidelines.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about his coaching style.
Some fans are calling for his head.
Wow.
Even suggesting that someone like J.J. Redick, who's known for his basketball IQ and sharp analysis, would be a better fit.
Interesting.
Do you think there's any merit to those arguments?
I understand the frustration.
Yeah.
But I think it's premature to call for Coach Ham's job. He's in a tough spot inheriting a team with high expectations and a roster that's still a work in progress.
Right.
He needs time to implement his system, develop chemistry, and figure out the best way to utilize his players.
But even with experienced assistants like Phil Handy?
Yeah.
They're still losing.
It's true.
Isn't that a sign that maybe, just maybe, Coach Ham isn't the right guy for the job?
It's certainly a cause for concern.
Yeah.
But let's remember that coaching is about more than just X's and O's. It's about leadership, communication, and building a culture of accountability.
Right.
Those things take time to develop, especially with a new team.
Okay, so you're saying we need to give Coach Ham more time.
But what about the players?
Yeah.
Are they buying into his system?
That's a great question.
Are they putting in the work?
Yeah.
Because you can have the best coach in the world.
Right.
But if the players aren't on board, it's not going to matter.
You're absolutely right.
And that's where things get a little murky. We don't have access to the locker room.
So we can only speculate about what's going on behind closed doors.
Right.
But based on their body language, their effort on the court, their comments to the media.
Yeah.
It does seem like there's a bit of the disconnect.
Interesting.
Like they're not all pulling in the same direction.
Yeah, and that lack of unity can be toxic.
Especially for a team with championship aspirations.
Absolutely. Championship teams are built on trust, shared sacrifice, and a willingness to put the team's goals above individual accolades.
And right now, it doesn't feel like the Lakers have that.
No, it doesn't.
They're still trying to figure out who they are,
yeah,
what their identity is, and how to play together effectively. So where do they go from here? Mm. What needs to happen for the Lakers to turn things around?
Mm.
Is it a roster shakeup, a coaching change, or something more fundamental like a shift in mindset?
It's probably a combination of all those things.
Okay.
They need to address the roster issues, find players who complement LeBron and AD's strengths, and create a more balanced and dynamic offense. They need to give Coach Ham time to implement his system, but they also need to hold him accountable for the team's performance.
Okay.
And most importantly, they need to foster a culture of accountability, communication, and shared purpose in the locker room.
Easier said than done, right?
Absolutely. But if the Lakers want to achieve their championship goals, they need to be willing to make tough decisions, embrace the challenge, and commit to the process of building a winning team.
Right.
It won't be easy, but it's certainly not impossible.
Well, this deep dive has been quite the journey.
It has.
We've explored the highs and lows of the Lakers season, dissected their losses,
yeah,
analyzed their roster, and questioned their coaching decisions.
We've covered a lot of ground.
And we've discovered is a team that's still searching for itself, a team with immense potential, but struggling to find its identity and its rhythm.
They need to find their groove.
It's going to be fascinating to see how the rest of the season unfolds. Will they rise to the occasion or crumble under the pressure?
We'll have to wait and see.
Only time will tell.
But one thing's for sure. The Lakers are always must-watch TV.
Oh, they are?
And their journey is far from over.
So stay tuned, Lakers fans.
Stay tuned.
The drama is just getting started, and we'll be here to break it all down for you every step of the way. The Deep Dive. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.